The Naked Love Podcast with Theo Manderson
and Kaffee, aka A Cup of Kaffee.
Welcome to the Naked Love Podcast by Premier Gospel. I'm Kaffee, aka A Cup of Kaffee.
And I'm Theo Manderson. As the title says, we're getting naked with love.
Whoop, whoop. And we're only a few weeks into this new podcast and we're really, really enjoying it. The feedback has been amazing. And again, I know some of you guys may still be a bit shocked, you know, about how real and honest we're being. But honestly, it's definitely, definitely needed in this day and time. So every week we're going to be keeping it raw, honest and fun and even a little bit spicy. We've already covered black love and intimacy, and coming up we might be having episodes on things like when to bring children into a Christian marriage, okay, or finances. Should you know everything about each other's finances? Honestly, if you're thinking about it, we are going to be talking about it.
And we really want to hear from you. So if you can get in touch with any of your relationship questions, queries, dilemmas, and each episode we'll dip into the emails and pick one. So please send all your queries and dilemmas to studio2@premier.org.uk. That's studio, the number 2, at premier.org.uk.
Perfect, perfect.
I see it's NL Street
so
time.
So let's see what's happening on NL Street this week. I'm excited.
Okay.
This week on NL Street. Jason, what are we up to on Saturday?
I thought we could hang out with Daphne and Michael, as we haven't seen them in such a long time. Like a double date. There's that new restaurant in town that you've been wanting to go. My Treat. You can order anything you want. Even the champagne, which I know you love.
That sounds lovely, but maybe we could just hang out, you know, just the two of us at home. Cuddle up with a movie.
Come on, Jade. I want to treat you. You've been working hard lately. Let's celebrate your success. You'll love it. It'll be so nice us to all hang out. I'm so proud of you, baby. So proud of you.
Oh, thank you, my love. I appreciate that. I really do. But I just want to spend time with you, you know, just us.
But it's always just us at home, Jade. Why is it whenever I want to treat you to do something, you don't seem to want it? But then you'll turn around someday and say, I don't know how to show you love.
Oh, babe, please don't take it the wrong way. Look, I do want to spend time, but I just want to spend time with you. Quality time, not just living together. I know we live together every day, but I just want to spend time with you, like proper time.
Whatever, Jade. Fine, we'll stay at home then. I'm always buying you gifts and taking you out to show you just how much I care and love you, but it seems like you don't care. Let's stay home.
What? I do like all your efforts. I genuinely do.
So what do you want then, Jade?
I want you.
More from NL Street next week.
Oh dear, gosh, it's not going great for Jason and Jade today. I feel invested in that. I feel proper invested. Gosh.
Yeah.
So, you know, today let's have a talk about love languages, how we show love to each other. And, you know, I bet there are many couples who relate to discussions like Jason and Jade just had. So what are love languages?
There's 5 different ways you like to give and receive love. So there's physical touch, which is hugs, kisses, hand holding, sexual intimacy, etc. Anything to do with physical contact.
And I just want to say that sometimes people think that physical touch just means you want to have sex all the time. Sometimes literally, like,
so
it's,
you know, mean, and that it mean
it can mean that as well.
That's like the cue, innit? Sorry, go on.
It can mean that as well, but sometimes physical touch, it doesn't even have to just, you know, be with a romantic partner. It could be you like giving high fives to people around you.
True,
do you know what I mean?
True,
that's
true,
also
true.
Physical touch. Mm-hmm. You know, giving hugs, like we mentioned, you know, it doesn't always have to be romantic, but I like giving hugs. You know, that's physical touch, yeah. You know, so it doesn't just mean sex.
What about and then there's also receiving gifts and giving gifts.
Yes.
Buying gifts, treats, experience. That's like what Jason wanted to do for Jade.
Yes.
That's a love language.
It is.
See,
I like
to give. I'm a giver.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's one of the most common ones. People, you know that one is very like birthdays, you give a gift.
Yeah, yeah,
Christmas,
yeah.
You give a gift and you show, oh, I love you. You know, it's quite interesting because not everybody is a, you know,
but there's different ways of showing
person.
It. I like everybody here will tell you, I've got the goodies drawer, which I like to buy. And she's found a drawer. So I have a drawer here and, you know, that's just me. I like to give. I like to give. I get pleasure out of people feeling happy and stuff.
Nice.
So it makes me feel good. So, yeah.
Aww.
Quality time.
Yes, purposeful time spent together.
Yeah.
So that was what Jade was talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Not just the fact that Jason's like, oh my gosh, we live together. We spend all our time together.
But
she's like,
all the time.
Not just living together. Let's actually go out and do something together. Well, not go out, sorry. She wants to actually spend time with him, even if it is in the house, but
just watching
purposeful.
A movie and stuff like that.
You know, yeah. Yeah. And words of affirmation is the fourth one. That is my, I love it. I know I will talk about which ones are our
yes,
love languages
definitely.
In a minute, but words of affirmation, I just love it. And I feel like words of affirmation is God's love language as well. I'm just gonna put that out there because
is that, you sure?
His word. Oh my gosh, his word. Like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Go there, Goddy.
You
go,
know,
God.
You are my son with whom I'm well pleased.
Geez.
You know, like he
Hallelujah.
Just loves it. He affirms us. You know, I love words of affirmation. It literally can be just a well done. Oh, you're a wonderful cook. I love your cooking. Like just those little
true,
things.
True.
It just it's a nice
it's,
little pick me up.
Makes you feel good. And then there's acts of service, like fixing your car, your bike, doing the shopping, help with the essays and just being helpful. Just, you know, action speaks louder than words kind of thing. So,
yes.
So some guys, that's, well, we're going to get into that. But that's a guy one, I think. That one's a guy one.
I think I would agree. A lot of men that I know are at acts of service, are acts of service. But I mean, this list, so physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service. Do you think it's just wishy-washy nonsense or is it real and do you think it should be studied?
I think it's real. I didn't know about, I heard of it, love languages before, but I didn't actually know what there was until a few years ago.
Oh.
That's when I found out what they were. So I was like, oh, okay. It's an actual thing.
It is, yeah. They've proper made it.
They've packaged it in a nice package and they brought the five. I didn't actually know what they were. I was like,
I think that it makes so much sense.
Oh yeah,
it makes so much sense because it makes sense that, you know, we receive and show love in different ways.
Yes.
And you know, some people might be like, oh, whatever, love me. But actually, a lot of the time, like studies have shown that you actually get with someone who has a different love language to you.
Yeah.
So literally, just like we saw with at NL Street with Jade and Jason, she's literally saying, look, I want to be loved like this. But his thing is, let me do something extravagant. So on paper, Jason's like, look, I'm trying to do all of this for you. And she's like, thanks,
so
but
he's
no
acts
thanks.
Of service and she's quality time, which can clash.
Yes,
can
exactly.
Clash, definitely clash.
Exactly. So, I mean, when it comes to me, I'm definitely a physical touch. My husband knows that. I love physical touch. I love words of affirmation, like I said. And I think the third top one would probably be quality time.
Okay.
So yeah, how about you, Theo?
Acts of service, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a words man.
Nice.
Because I like to see the smile on my wife's face.
Mm.
And giving gifts. I'm not good at receiving gifts.
Interesting. Yeah.
I'm not good at receiving. I find it
awkward sometimes.
Yeah. And words of affirmation to me, they've taught me here to accept it.
Okay. Got you.
I'm like, yeah, they start and then they. Because I don't know what to say.
It's a bit weird,
yeah,
isn't
like,
it?
What do you say?
A compliment.
Like, oh, that's fantastic. Oh, okay, thank you. Oh, yeah. So it's not my thing, but yeah, I'm a
to
giver.
Give it.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm a give.
That's the thing.
Yeah, physical touch. I like physical touch, but I wouldn't say it's a love language. Like,
okay.
It's an important thing.
Okay,
but,
cool.
But yeah, it's nice.
Cool.
But
okay,
as you said
enough.
Earlier, I think it's the cue for the bedroom, innit? No? No,
I'm
working on that one. Lord, forgive me and deliver me.
It can be. No, there's nothing to be delivered from. Or enjoy. You know, I just feel like it's interesting because sometimes I realized that I had certain ways of being shown love. And like you said, sometimes you might like a certain love language. And you might give love that way, but you might not receive it that way. So it can actually be different that you have two different types of love languages for the way you like to give love and the way you like to receive.
That's right.
And for me, like I've said, you know, I've always thought I'm not a gifts person. Like I don't really care about gifts. I'm rubbish at buying people gifts and stuff like that. But then when my husband started to get me stuff, I'll just be like, oh, actually, that's really nice of him. Especially when someone has put in a lot of thought, you know, and said, I saw this. Like, honestly, it could be literally that he was at the shop and he saw a pack of sweets and he knows I love sweets. And then he'll come back home. He's gone out for the day. He's come back home and he's given me sweets. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, thank you. Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So definitely.
Sometimes when you haven't actually experienced that kind of love, you don't always show it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You don't actually think that, oh, it's one of your love languages. I remember my husband, you know, If we asked each other first, he would definitely say words of affirmation isn't one of his love languages. Yeah. He would just be like, no, acts of service or gifts. But actually, he lights up every time I speak something over him, or, you know, his face just lights up. So do you know what I mean? He thinks it's not one of his love languages, but I'm like, I think different. I think it is.
Yeah.
So it's very different about, you know, depending on how you've grown up, how you've experienced love.
I think maybe that's what it is, isn't it? Maybe it does stem from your growing up, because I never really looked into it, but I just know what they are. So I never really looked into it. So I know what my wife's ones are.
Oh, nice.
So hers is definitely quality time. Like, number one, that's on top of Mount Kilimanjaro. That's like way out there in the hemisphere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then physical touch, she likes word of affirmation.
Nice.
Gifts, she's not too fussed about that.
Yeah.
The acts of service, she likes when I do stuff. Yeah,
nice,
because
that means
she can sit down in it.
Bless.
So yeah,
bless.
But quality time is definitely her one, and physical touch. She likes to cuddle up and
I love it.
Woman, let me breathe, man.
Honestly, sometimes it's just you're literally on the couch, and it's like, there's enough space for both of us, but I will sit on your part of the couch just because
what's that all about?
It's just the closeness. I just love it.
We've got a double bed, but it feels like a single bed. Come on, man. Give me some space.
Oh my gosh.
I'm in the bed. I'm like, there's a sliver.
There's a sliver.
There's
left
a sliver
just
in the bed.
A little tiny bit.
Like, want to be in me. I'm like, I just want to sleep. Like,
sleep. I just want to chill.
I just want
sleep.
Some space I can, like, you know, stretch out. Like, but it's all good. It's all good. You get used to it.
It's true. And I think that sometimes we're with people. A lot of the time we're attracted to people who have different love languages.
Yeah.
And so then we have to learn how to show love. Like, honestly, I keep saying it, I'm not a gifts person. But when I knew my husband is a gifts guy, I would try and get stuff for him. But honestly, normally on a normal day, I don't even know where to start with getting gifts. Honestly, I don't even know where to start.
I'm good at getting gifts.
Oh, see, that's good. That's good.
I like to study people and find out what they like.
Nice.
You know, so I'll buy them stuff.
See, it is a science, I think.
What people don't realise, when you're giving gifts, it's not actually the expense of the gift, and as you said, it's just the fact that you've taken time out
to think of you, and
to think of something I actually like.
Yep.
You know, so I know the boss man likes popcorn.
Oh,
so I buy him some popcorn every now and then.
Yeah.
When I buy donuts and all the other things, he doesn't get involved. So I watched him. I was like, this guy.
Popcorn.
And then I went to check what pack it was. And then a few weeks later, I brought him some popcorn.
Nice.
Yeah,
because that's kind. See, that's you're taking time to study.
Take time.
Go in there, you know.
And it's not expensive, but people think you have to buy something lavish and expensive.
Yes.
And, you know. So we have Donut Wednesday here when I bring the donuts.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
See, and again, sometimes it's just the thought.
Yeah, and they love it.
Yeah, people think that, if you're a gifts person, that means you're materialistic.
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes, like we said, it's just the thought. It's just you having, taking time to think of people. But is it true that men are more acts of service? I know some women who are really acts of service. But, I mean, actually, let me even disagree, actually, because women, I would say a lot of women show a lot of love, especially in the household, when they're the ones doing all of the, you know, all of the household stuff.
Yeah.
That's acts of service. That is acts of service.
But do they
take joy in it, or are they doing
it out of duty?
Mm.
That's the difference. Because, like, I do it and I take joy out of doing it. That's like my way of showing. Because some men, they don't know. So they just say, you know what? I for sure my girl, so me love her, and so I got to do the tidying up, me I got to do the shopping, me I got to do this, and, you know, it's, yeah, so me love you.
So me love you.
So me love you,
so
girl.
So me love you.
And then it's like, and then we got, you know, Jamaicans, we're good at words. So, you know, we will give the girls all the whole talk. It's part of our DNA. So,
love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Yo, girl, baby girl, you look good in that.
Girl,
and
right.
So we have that. So, we have that.
Good.
Sweetheart, you look beautiful, Oshana.
I love it. Yeah. I just, words of affirmation. I love it.
So we'll say
I
that in the morning, even though you look a bit rough. Yeah, man. Oh, you mean, wow, girl, you look gorgeous.
See, it just beautiful. Does so much. Yes. I love it.
Ready and everything. So, yeah, I'm not going to get into the whole sweet talk because get myself in trouble. This is a bit, you know, it's a Christian radio station right here.
Ooh, okay. But, you know, the thing I just wonder is sometimes, are we overthinking love? I mean, you know, to have like a whole science and a whole strategic thing about love, you know, love is love. Do you know what I mean? It made me think about, you know, am I meeting my spouse's needs? Am I meeting, you know, his love needs or her love needs? You know, do we have to be particular about how someone is loving us? Like, shouldn't we just accept whatever loving gesture comes our way, you know, however they've expressed it, they've taken the time to express their love, just because it's not the way I speak it, is that a bad thing? Like, if someone has, you know, is getting me expensive gifts all the time, even though I don't really care about, you know, the amount of money you spend on a gift, should I just say, that's how they show love, and just leave it at that?
I think if people know their love language before they get into relationship, it makes the relationship run, because you can better understanding each other.
Okay.
So like, before I knew what love languages was, I didn't have a clue. So now I realize, it's quality time my wife likes. Because I'm thinking, why is this woman always want to be with me? And I know she loves it. And I'm like, yeah, but I realize that's her love language. I didn't know about love language. I'm thinking, okay. So I say, okay, that's what makes her happy. So I'll do it.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Instead of just making it an issue. Because
At the same time, though, I just feel like sometimes, you know, forgive me if I'm stepping out of my way. Sometimes I just feel like we're getting so selfish in our society now. Mm. Like, we're so self-centered. Like, everything is about me. Like, I love languages. I love to be loved.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, if someone has taken their time to just, and is showing you love the way they know how, shouldn't we just, like, why do we have to say, no, you're not loving me?
No,
you
can accept
it. Love me like this. Love me like that.
No, but you can accept it. But they also got to know, take into account, okay, that's how you show love. Now, this is how I receive love. This is how I show love. So it's a two-way thing.
Yeah, I guess it can be compromised.
It's good to know that the person is actually showing, and they're not just buying you fancy gifts because they've got lots of money. They're actually showing you that's their love. That's how they, instead of you going, this brother's just always buying me loads of rubbish, I don't even need all these things, but actually realizing, oh, that's his way or their way of showing they love you. So if you have that understanding, it makes it easier to accept the gifts. Like, you know what,
true.
They're not going out the way just flashing the cash, they're actually trying to say
I love you.
But it's about you understanding it. So once you understand that, then
it makes the relationship,
that's what they're doing. It's not just a case of, I'm just doing it because I can.
Yeah. I think once you understand and you realize it, but because, I don't know, I feel like, honestly, sometimes just accept people's love the way they know. I mean, again, when you're in a marriage, when you're in a relationship, you want to kind of make the relationship long. You want to have longevity, so you want to learn all these things. But honestly, anyway somebody shows me love, I'll be like, thank you, I appreciate the gesture. But there's certain types of those gestures that really hit the spot. Do you know what I mean? And you're just like, this person gets me.
Yeah.
Like what you said about just buying popcorn. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Having studied the person and said, I can see he likes popcorn. Mm. That's just so cool.
Yeah.
So
and that's what it's about. It's about getting to know the person. But I think a lot of relationships break down because the person, they don't understand each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I didn't understand that my wife likes quality time,
it could
get on my nerves.
True.
Like Jason and Jada, what's the problem, man? Why you always want to
so
stay
clingy,
inside? And
so this.
What's wrong with her? She just like, you know. But if you understand that's what they like, and it's not all the time.
True.
It's like, okay, do it today. Tomorrow we can go out. Then you'd understand that's how they work. But if you don't, then it can become an obstacle and stuff. So it's important to know. Because remember, the foundation of every relationship is love.
It's love. Love.
So it's
very
good.
True.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, are there any gestures though that would mean nothing to you? Like any gestures of love that just mean nothing? Like somebody could do it from day night, tomorrow, XYZ, and it would mean nothing
to me.
Yeah.
Nah, because I see that they're trying. I'm a kind person, so I'll see that they're trying. I'm not gonna put you at your misery and say, "Oh, thank you."
Yeah.
But I'm not a horrible guy. Kathy, I can see you saying, boy, move from here.
Move from me.
That's not
Come,
me.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here, man.
I think you said that a few times. You said that too clean.
No.
You said that too clean, man.
Gosh, are there any? I mean, for me, I think before, once upon a time, I would have thought gifts, honestly. Mm. Once upon a time, I would have said, like, gifts actually mean nothing to me. But I just hadn't received, I hadn't spent my life receiving many gifts. So I didn't really feel, you know.
And maybe the people were buying you gifts, but it was just, they were just buying you gifts.
Yeah, there was no generic thought behind it. It's just, yeah, I don't want to name any gifts because anybody who knows me might be listening. Hey, I got that for Kathy's birthday the other day.
Name it. What, was it that scarf that someone brought you didn't like? The scarf? Not that one you're wearing.
Funnily enough, the one I'm wearing was a gift.
Not that one. I'm talking about the one that's at the back of the wardrobe.
The back of the wardrobe.
Still in the bag.
See, that you just actually reminded me, this scarf that I'm wearing actually was a gift.
There you go, see?
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate this. Yeah, see? Gifts. I do. Now I really do appreciate gifts, actually. I really do. But before, you know, like, yeah. I just, even birthdays and stuff, we didn't really get that many gifts. Yeah. It wasn't even Christmas. Christmas we did get gifts and stuff, but I just never was a gifts person. But now, you know, I do appreciate it. So once upon a time, I probably would have said gifts are the ones that I just don't care about. But now I actually really appreciate gifts.
Are you just dropping hints there for people to buy you gifts?
Oh, well, if you would like to, my address is...
No, you'd be getting bombarded with them. Are you sentimental? Would you say you're sentimental?
Am I sentimental? In a way, yes. And I don't say that with any shame attached to it. I am sentimental. I think, you know, again, it's grown on me. Like before... things like birthdays I would never want to celebrate, like I just
no
d- yeah Why honestly not? Again I don't know, you know, again in our household, you know, but it's funny because I did grow up with, but I have pictures of birthday parties and stuff like that.
but I don't really have so many memories of them.
I have pictures of them.
Wow.
But birthdays have never really been a thing for me. But you know, after, you know, you go through life, you lose people you love, you know, you realize that everyone, you know, is not going to, no one's going to be here forever. Then you actually want to start commemorating these days more. Like, so okay, I think now I do want to, I am sentimental in the sense that I do think, for example, birthdays, we should at least spend time together or we can do things together. Something. Anniversaries, for example, you know, we should mark it. Again, once upon a time, I would have been like, it's just any other day. So I thank God for growth because... I feel like I have really grown.
No, I'm sentimental if I remember the day.
I like the honesty. Fair enough.
My family will tell you I am the worst for birthdays. I forget everybody's birthday.
Yeah.
I remember because you have a family WhatsApp group and it will pop up, oh, so-and-so's birthday.
Yeah, I am actually.
My sister will phone me and tell me, do you know it's your child's birthday today? And I'm like, yeah, I remember. She goes, no.
No, you didn't.
Because if I text anybody early in the morning, the first thing they say is, who told you?
Oh, interesting. So they know.
I'm terrible, man. Sometimes I forget it's my birthday.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
No, it happens to me regularly.
That's funny because that has honestly, I've never, you know, even this year I didn't even want to celebrate my birthday. But I think it is important. Like some people, something I realized, like a lot of people sometimes like they post people's pictures on their birth. Like I never really used to do that. I've never really had that thing of, oh, it's a birthday. But now I'm just realizing, you know, celebrate people while they're here. You know that thing, give people their flowers while you can. So I think birthdays are a wonderful opportunity to do that. So I pray that I can get better at celebrating birthdays with people.
So are you and hubby going to celebrate your anniversary?
Yeah, but we haven't even thought. We've got like so many anniversaries, thank God.
No, I'm talking the 1 year anniversary, not all these two months and three months anniversary. And
well, we have different anniversaries. So we have... the anniversary, we call it the Cadoniversary because
what's
it's when we kind of like, so when we met and we kind of got saved to get like, not saved, not in the Christian sense, but obviously we met on a show and we almost both left the show on the same day, but then, you know, we were saved from leaving the show at the same time.
Okay.
And that was when I kind of realized, and I think we both kind of realized, okay, we're in this thing together. Do you know what I mean? And yes. we thought it was just the show. Like, let's be partners, let's be allies for the show. But God, you know, God had other plans. Allies for life now. Do you know what I mean?
So what's that? What was the word we said that before?
The Kadoniversary.
Why Kadoni?
Because Kathy and Gedoni. It's like a merge. Kadoni.
Oh, gosh.
Kadoni.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's the 7th of July.
That's cute.
That's the 7th of July.
Okay.
Then we have, then we have obviously our wedding date or our court wedding date.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, oh, gosh, what? 24th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have... basically Christmas was when he proposed to me, and then Christmas was when we also shared that we were married. So I feel like that's also like another kind of anniversary. There's so many days to celebrate.
Okay, you're gonna wow, that's great.
But anyway,
your hubby's smart. You see, go on, he proposed on a day or Christmas day. He can never forget it.
True.
Me, I don't remember what day I proposed to my
really?
Wife. No. We're debating. I said it was in the kitchen. She said it was in the back garden, but she was being all romantic about it. And I'm like, I ain't romantic. So it wasn't
no back garden.
It wasn't no understep in the back garden. I'm like, you watching too much movies. But I said it was in the kitchen. She goes, no, it wasn't in the kitchen.
But she would remember. Come on. I believe her. I think she must be.
But I don't have that image in my head. I vaguely have the image in the kitchen. But something says to be kitchen, but she says the garden. So I do celebrate the anniversary, though. That's one, our anniversary.
That's good.
I actually make an effort that time. Like, I even try to choose what we're going to do. Most of the time, I don't do...
Anything else you'd probably do there.
Nah. You're going to go on holiday? Yeah, let's go here. Yeah, but the anniversary, I do make an effort. Let's go away. We normally go away.
Oh, that's nice.
Go abroad. Or if you don't get to go abroad, if you're staying in England, we go and visit some different part of England.
Oh.
So we try and do like we've been Lake Districts, we've been Cotswold, we've been...
Oh, you know,
we like period dramas, so we like going to the old castles.
Oh, nice. I have been to a castle before, actually.
Yeah, we like to go to the old castles and then we reminisce from the so we watch the program. We're like, oh, this is the castle. Like... No, we say this.
Oh,
we actually go to the castle. Yeah,
that's nice.
And say, oh, this is the castle. So this must be that room that they did.
That they filmed this
in. Yeah. We're a bit sad.
That's
like
nice.
That. Yeah, so we do that. We do that kind of stuff. I don't know.
So congrats in advance.
Thank you.
On your 20th. No, sorry, 17th.
So we have two.
Okay,
we have two. So my wife's Ghanaian of heritage. So we did the traditional one.
Ah.
5 years before we did the actual.
Oh, nice.
Walk down the aisle.
Oh, see, that gives me hope.
So we did two.
That's lovely.
So we saved up for the 5 years and then got married in Jamaica.
Oh.
And then we did that in Jamaica, though. So that's the one we celebrate more.
Okay.
But the other one was done in August. We don't really celebrate that one.
Okay.
But we might say, oh, yeah, it's that day. But you would obviously celebrate because that's what you do. But no.
Yeah, but no, I get it. The white wedding, I guess.
The white wedding is one that's the one that we celebrate. So that's going to be, what's that? 12 years? 12 years now.
Oh, lovely. Mm.
So, but yeah.
Okay, that's so cool. Oh, congrats. Now. Well, I think you'd start counting from the traditional, probably.
The white wedding? That's when we do it. But we started counting before then. But that's the one we celebrate is the white wedding.
Oh, nice.
That's the one that we actually, you know,
so
post
cool.
a picture of.
Oh,
whatever.
I can't wait till I can talk in the past tense and be like, yeah, 11 years. 11 years, you know, 11 years of counting. 11 years forever to go.
Yeah, so when we did our 10-year, we renewed our vows after 10 years.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to do all of that.
So we did that in
stuff.
Ghana because we got married in Jamaica, so we renewed it in Ghana.
Ghana, so nice. Oh, you guys are so cool, man.
Nah, I don't know.
Super duper cool.
Is it? No, this is a tough question for
go
you.
Go on. Uh oh. Okay, here we
is
go.
Is it difficult to show love when you're upset with your partner? That one goes out to you guys. If you're listening here to Naked Love Podcast here on Premier Gospel,
yes,
with me, Theo Manderson, and AKA a cup of coffee.
Let us
know. Is it difficult to show love when you're upset with your partner? Let us know. Send us an email to premier2studio2@premier.org.uk.
Or if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag Naked Love Podcast and we'll see it too.
So your partner or your spouse.
Yeah. Is it difficult to show love? I mean, I think I've mentioned before that me and my husband have a rule that even if we're angry, even if we're upset, we sleep in the same bed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
We, you know, I remember at first, I think one of our first arguments when we got married, he tried to sleep on the couch. I was like, no, don't try it. Like, and he tried to pretend he was falling asleep. Do you know what I mean? Pretending that, oh, I'm just watching TV. I'm falling asleep. I'm like, no, you better get into the bed. Like, it's just as a rule. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's interesting, like, if you're angry, if you're upset, do you know what I mean? It can be difficult. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember one time my husband thought that I didn't like make him food. Like, we had like a dinner. I made food for everybody else, and he felt that I didn't serve him. Mm-hmm. Like, or I didn't give him food. That we weren't yet married. We were just in a relationship. But he felt like I didn't serve him, or I didn't give him food, but I'd actually given it to somebody else to give him.
Okay.
And that person didn't say, oh, Kathy said to give you this. Okay. Do you know what I mean? So he thought that because I was angry at him, I didn't want him to eat my food. And I was like, I wouldn't do that. Like, I personally wouldn't do that. But he thought, you know, that I did that. He thought, oh, because Kathy's angry at me, she didn't make any food for me. She made for everybody else and not me. And I was like, no, I wouldn't do that. But I mean, it can be difficult to show love. Let's be real. Let's be very honest. Let's be very real. When you're angry, you just sometimes get angry. You just like, I just don't want anything to do with you. Even though you know you're coming back to the same bed, you're coming back to the same house.
Mm.
But you can just get so angry, like this emotion of anger, it can just be so overwhelming and you just feel like that's it, I'm not doing anything. But I find it difficult. Like, sometimes even when I want to be angry at my husband, I just look at him and it just melts me. And I'm like, oh, you're so annoying. I want to be angry at you, but I can't even stay angry at you.
That would change.
Let's see.
They're still in a honeymoon period.
Honeymoon.
Yeah, let's see after a couple of years.
No,
I can show love. Sometimes I just cause trouble on my wife anyway, because I'm a very easygoing, laid-back person. So sometimes I do just have an argument.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just have an argument.
Just for the sake of it.
Yep. Yeah, just have an argument. And then can make up later.
Yeah, as I was going to say, show that physical loving later.
Yeah, that's why. So I'm that type of guy. So yeah, I'll do that sometimes.
Fair enough.
And even if it's not like done on purpose, I can still show love. Because I'm a heat at the moment. So the heat's gone.
Yes. Let's move on. And I really appreciate that. That's the same thing with my husband. He doesn't hold on to things.
No.
He doesn't. And I don't know how he does it.
It goes back to that thing that we did the time when you say men don't think about nothing.
Yes.
It's gone into that space of nothingness.
But do you think every man is like, I find that some men will hold a grudge. They'll be like, you did this to me 3 years ago and la, la, la.
Those guys are they're a bit feminine, man.
Hey, I don't think so.
What are you holding on for?
It's not a girl thing to hold on. It's not a female thing to hold
on. Females hold on.
Yes, we do. And so do men. So do some men.
Some men do, but females do. That's their trait. But it's not a problem. We know it. We expect it. It's a female thing.
For me,
they'll say, we've forgotten it. And then you're having a discussion. And then bam, out. Where did that come from? And that time, you was the man going, what can I bring up now for Carl back now? You remember last week? What happened again last week? We did have an argument last week.
Your phone died and you dropped the phone.
Yeah, you clean forgot everything. So yeah.
But fair enough. I mean, I definitely feel, you know, really relieved. Like, but because sometimes I remember, like, we would have an argument and then I'll be like, oh, I'm really sorry. And then he'd be like, it's fine. But I wouldn't believe that it's fine. I'm like, no, but really, I'm genuinely. So he's like, no, it's okay.
It's fine,
and
cool.
Yeah, he genuinely means it's fine. I've forgotten it. And I'm like, how have you forgotten it? But thank God. Again, I don't feel like two people who both hold on to things could be in a relationship together because it will be so difficult. Yeah, it will be so difficult to repair things. But another thing I just want to ask is, what if somebody, if you're in a relationship with someone and the person doesn't speak your love language and, you know, you've told them what they are, what it is, but they just...
not doing it.
They just don't do it. Like, for example, you know, your love language might be gifts, but the person you're with is very, very strict of money, very, very, you know, very prudish, doesn't want to spend anything out of their budget.
It's going to be a problem.
What do you think? Should you stay in that kind of relationship?
If it's your husband or your wife, then that's your choice in me. Yeah. But I think that's why I said it's good to know these things
beforehand,
how people are. You know, it's good to know what they like and what, because you're going to be spending the rest of your life with this person, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that they don't like to buy stuff and you like to receive, it's either you adjust or they adjust.
Yeah, you have to meet.
You have to try and, you know, compromise. So meet if that person halfway. Buys you one gift a year, then so be it, man.
Yeah, that's true. Then appreciate that one
appreciate
gift.
Appreciate that one
that's
gift.
That's true. That's very
and
true.
And stuff like that. Or, you know, you can try and work it out, but hopefully you're not in that situation. And if you sit down and talk, I think, as I said before, communication in any relationship, even if it's just a working relationship, it helps.
Because
if you're not communicating, like, then there's gonna if you're sitting there festering, hey, him not buy me nothing. Him not buy me nothing.
Him not buy me nothing.
Watch him. Him too tight. Him too steep. Him too stingy. Yeah, and you haven't said anything to them, they're not going to know. So, you know, sit down, explain and say, look, I'm not saying you have to buy me something every week, but I do like the odd gift. It doesn't have to be expensive, you know. I don't know, a bag of sweets or...
That's true. Honestly,
just something of flowers or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love flowers,
just
yeah.
And then just broach it that way. You don't have to broach it in a way like, yeah, I need something big and lavish. It could be something that's...
Buy me a car every month.
Yeah, just something easy going. You'd be surprised if you speak to the person, then... And if the person actually loves you, then they should accommodate what you want, because you should want your partner to be happy.
Exactly.
You should want your partner to be very happy.
Yeah. And happy wife, happy?
Happy life, baby.
You know!
All young men, before you... That saying is so true. It's so true. It's 100% true.
Happy wife, happy.
And if you don't believe me, get married and don't make your wife happy. Then you'll see.
Then you'll know.
You'll be like, oh, Uncle Theo did say.
Yes, he
and
did.
And Kathy did say.
He did.
Yes,
he
we
did
say. Happy wife, happy life. Don't play with that, man.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Oh, thank goodness. So, what does the Bible say about love?
What does it say?
Let us know.
First Corinthians 13:4-7 says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hope all things, endures all things. And you know what? Amen to that.
So true.
That is love 100% there. And if your partner's not loving you like that, you have problems.
But you know, I feel like it's God's grace that enables us to love like this, because think about it, love does not envy or boast. No. Like, for it to not envy, like, that can be really tough. Do you know what I mean? Like, envy, you know, your partner going out with other people or having fun with other people, not you. Mm. It's not irritable. Do you know what I mean? Like, when your wife wants to always cuddle up and it's like, oh, just let me have some free space. You know, it's not irritable. It's not resentful. It doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing. Like, it doesn't... Like, I remember before, once upon a time, I've seen opportunities to get back at my husband for something that he said and bring it up and say, oh, and just kind of mimic the same behavior he showed to me. And it's, again, by God's grace, I've actually seen myself do it and then just actually decided, nope, I'm going to be bigger. Not I'm not going to do that this time.
You don't even have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Because,
Because the person, they already know. Like, they can hear you in their head, told you.
Months upon a time, I would have been that, told you, like, I would have done it. But then, you know, God's grace, he's just been, you know, I genuinely think this is definitely possible with God's assistance. Like,
of course.
So, you know, bears all things, believes all things, hopes and endures all things. That one, I think, is probably the hardest.
Yes.
Endures all things. Yes. Sometimes, you know, there are certain things where I feel like, okay, a line should be drawn. Certain people might think, you know, people give up on marriages a bit too easily today.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
We're not enduring anymore. We're just saying, oh, he doesn't make me happy anymore. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, but why? What's been happening? What's happening in his life? Is there trouble that he's going through? Have you sat down and spoken about, you know, what you guys both want? You know, there's certain situations, you know, like domestic violence and things that obviously run. But there's other things that, you know, endure. You know, we're supposed to endure together.
The God endures us, and trust me, he loves us, and we've done all these
things.
And you have to be patient.
Patience
is a tough one, man. You have to be patient with your wife or your husband or whoever. This love is for everything, for your family, your children.
Exactly, not just in marriage, not just in relationships.
It's love. It's
your
just,
parents.
It encompasses everything.
Parents, you have to go patience.
Yeah, your family, you know, you can't choose
brothers,
your family.
Brothers, siblings.
I think the Lord puts us in certain families to be tested, man. To be tested.
Say that again.
I'm fortunate my family's crazy, so we'll be all good.
Well, we'll be crazy together.
Yeah, it's all be all good. So
they're crazy.
Yeah, but that Bible verse, that is definitely love. If anybody want to know what love is and what a relationship is, that's it. Read 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, and then that's it. If you want to know anything else, what love is about, that's what you're going to go through.
Yes.
You're going to have to endure all those different things and be all that. And it's not easy.
It isn't. And I wonder sometimes, you know, does more of the onus fall on the wives for in a marriage than a husband, or the women in a relationship than the male? Because if you look at what the Bible says about what husbands and wives should be doing, like we've got Proverbs 31:13 mm-hmm. to 15, you know, talking about taking care of your home. Like, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. Then it's like, husbands, love your wife. You know, the wives are like, yeah, she does this, she does that. And husbands, just love your wife and you'll be fine. You know, Ephesians 5:28, in this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. I'm like, are women getting the fair end of the deal here?
Yeah.
We have to, you know, we have to be that Proverbs 31 woman doing all of these things. And then the husband is like, yeah, husbands, just love your wife, you know.
Yeah, but then we have to give you everything else. All the love, the support, be patient, be kind. All that stuff to, you know, that's what's going to keep you going, isn't it? It's because if the person wasn't showing any love and you're doing all that,
then it's not going to last. I'll be like, why am I hustling like this, you'd be angry, resentful.
But if they're coming home and saying, giving you words of affirmation, you know, sweetheart, the house is beautiful, you've done a great job, you feel good.
Yeah, but when we come down to it though, I do feel like women do more when it comes to maintaining a house, when it comes to, you know, luckily, you know, my husband's really amazing. We both cook, we both clean, we both, you know, he might say he probably cleans more than me. He might actually, don't expose me, love. But, you know, we are normally like, he isn't afraid of helping out, but generally,
yeah, it can
I feel
be.
Like, you know, wives, you know, I don't know if it's so equal.
But because you got to remember, this was written back in the times when the wives weren't going to work.
Yes, true.
So they were at home. So that was the difference. So now, in this era, this age, it's more of a partnership. Everybody does a bit of everything. And sometimes the men are at home doing that, looking after the children while the wives are at work, or vice versa. So I think it's two ways. But this, but if you've done all that, and the man, even if you only do a fraction of it, you still want your husband to come home and say, beautiful, love.
Beautiful. Oh, gosh, those words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
good.
That's what it says, love, love. Just no matter love. What you're doing as the man, you got to come home and show your wife the love. Like, you know, honey, it's going to be all right. Well
it
done.
Is,
beautiful. Thank you. Here's some sweets.
Yes.
You know, that will make you, that will... Even though you've done all that hard days where you come home and the person
it makes
that
it
you,
worth it.
Yeah, your husband, the person that you says I want to be, with, does that for you? As you said, it just melts you, isn't it?
Like, it does.
It just melts you. So I think that's why it says that. Because if the men did all that, and then the woman
came home and was just like,
and the woman did all that, no one shows any love. It wouldn't make any difference.
That's true.
So yeah. So women, keep doing what you're doing, man. Husbands, love your wives, man.
Love them.
There's five different avenues you can do.
True.
And the wife will love all five of them.
That's true.
All five of
just
them.
Just do your best. And sometimes it's just seeing the effort, honestly. It's just seeing the effort that someone has taken to show love. And again, you know, I know, you know, this is love and relationships, but again, I'm talking about relationships even with your family members.
Yeah.
This is even making me feel like I can't remember the last time I got anything for my brothers. Do you know what I mean? I can't remember. So now I'm just thinking, okay, what can I get my brothers? Do you know what I mean? Just as a gift, just to say, hey, I just thought of you. I haven't done that for a very long time. So this is challenging me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? How can I show love to, you know, not
you
just romance? I've got, three brothers.
Okay. And you haven't gotten them anything? Brothers, text her and say, yo, sis, now listen to the podcast and I want my gift there.
Yes, you know. So I'll do it. Hopefully I'll make it a little surprise. I'll actually get them something.
Get them something, man.
I will. It's important.
I get my sister's stuff every now and then.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So I will.
Yeah.
So guys, as you guys know, on each Naked Love podcast, we like to give space for a guest to share their thoughts or give tips. And each valued guest has 60 seconds to do so.
The
clock is on them. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi there.
We're John and Andrew Taylor Cummings, authors of The Four Habits of All Successful Relationships, the book that summarizes the four fundamental habits displayed by every single successful relationship that we've seen over the last 25 years. And maybe even more powerful than that, every struggling relationship we've seen has been missing one or more of these habits.
We're so glad the focus today has been all about love languages. We love the five love languages. In fact, learning your partner's love language is one of the tools we use to help people build habit number four for successful relationships, connect before you correct. It's a really powerful way to make deposits into your partner's emotional bank account and build or rebuild the level of warmth and connection in the relationship.
There's a really insightful quote that we love, which simply says people go where they feel welcomed, but stay where they feel valued. If you want your loved ones to stick around, you absolutely have to make them feel valued. So learn their love language and speak it to them daily.
That's one great way to develop habit four. You know, there's so much more we could say on the habits, but we're against the clock.
Nice one. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. That was good.
Yes.
That was
definitely,
good.
Definitely.
That was good.
It's all
thank
about
you,
love.
Thank you. Yes. Indeed.
So we're coming to the end of the podcast. We're going to have a question from, we're going to read out one of your questions in just a bit. But love languages, it's important to know your partner's love language. It's important to understand, which gives you a better understanding of your partner, male or female.
Yeah,
what they like, what they don't like,
it's
true. What makes them happy, what makes them sad. And if you're doing any of those five, trust me, they'll be all right.
Yes.
You'll be
yes,
all right.
Yes. Last we go. They all right. So, listener question. What question have we got today? Mm. Just call us Auntie Kathy and Uncle Theo.
That's right,
you
baby.
You know.
Come on now.
So let's have a look at this question. This one is a bit of wahala
okay,
for us.
Let me hear this one.
It says, dear Auntie Kathy and Uncle Theo, mm-hmm. Do you think it's acceptable for men or women to be speaking to other members of the opposite sex without their partner's knowledge or not included in those conversations? Many thanks, Anonymous.
It depends what the conversation's about.
Yeah. First thing that hit me was like a work conversation. Obviously, I'm not going to be showing every, you know, work conversation.
Yeah, it's not. It depends what the conversation is about. That's to me what.
Yeah.
It depends
but
on the conversation.
I don't know. I don't know who this person is, but I feel like we have an affinity. Like, I feel like I can hear the anguish behind the words. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
She's not talking about a work conversation. I feel like I can sense what this anonymous writer. Thank
yes.
you very much for writing in, by the way. I feel like I can sense the hurt behind this.
Go on, I know you're a jealous lover, so let me. Let me hear.
I've baited myself out on national radio.
Let me hear now.
But obviously, I feel like this. Obviously, she's obviously found out that. Again, we don't actually know if this is a man or a woman. Actually, so is it acceptable for men or women?
I think it's a woman.
No, it could be. There's some really jealous men. Actually, there's some very jealous men and very possessive men.
Yeah.
So it could be. You know, and this might not even. They might not even be possessive or jealous. This could genuinely be a genuine question from someone who thinks, you know, it's inappropriate. And I think it is inappropriate for you to be having friends of the opposite gender and having conversations, you know, that your wife isn't privy to. Not even how can I put it? I had there were a few people who were my husband's friends, but they made no effort to try and be my friend.
Okay.
And I feel like that's not correct.
No, that's not right.
Like we're a package. Right. You can't say you like my husband but you don't like his wife.
That's not right.
Do you know what I mean?
You gotta make an effort.
Do you know what I mean? So when I'm seeing that, like, okay, so you're my husband's friend, but you've made no, you know, I'm the next biggest person in his life and you've made no attempt to be my friend
right.
and you're still trying to communicate with him, try to call him in my presence, stuff like that. I'm just like, no. And I'm not speaking from a jealous lover point of view.
No.
I just think it's fair. Like, my husband's friends, I will try and make efforts to, you know, to be friends with him, with them. Like, I will be courteous to them. It's not like, this doesn't happen now, but I'm just saying as an example. So I feel like this is, you know, and I also feel like that's where the devil can have a foothold. So these things start off as innocent as they may be.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, I just met this girl. You know, she was at an event, a work. Even it could have even been a work event. And then you start having communications and you start like laughing to yourself. I'm like, who is that on the phone? Like, who is making you laugh? Who? Like, want to tell me more? You want to tell me more? You know, like these things can just escalate. Like, you
they
don't
can,
know what
can
be used
they
as
can.
A little foothold.
Mm.
And that's just it. It's just one innocent message. And then the person's asking, have you eaten yet?
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like it's happened to me before.
So do you know what I mean? I fully understand.
It's not intentional. As human beings, we gravitate to people, yeah. and you know, people who show us concern, people who show us love. Mm. It can just you'll be deeper than you think. So without you even knowing. I think this person has obviously seen either their husband or their wife or their girlfriend or their boyfriend, you know, having conversations with opposite members. Like if I saw a message of my husband saying, you know, to a girl, oh, you look cute, I'll just be like, what? And do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying you can't as a man give a compliment. Mm. I'm not saying that. And I'm not trying to be petty or I'm not trying to. But there's certain things. If I can't let my husband go through my phone because I'm afraid of what conversations he's going to see, then obviously I know that there's stuff I shouldn't be saying there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, if I don't feel comfortable to let him, he doesn't go through my phone.
No.
We know each other's pins and stuff. I don't snoop around in his phone or anything like that. But if I had to feel like, oh, I need to hide something or, oh, my husband wouldn't be happy to see me saying these things, that there's an issue. So I think to some extent, yeah, like I don't think it's acceptable for men/women to be speaking to other members of the opposite sex without their partner's knowledge if it's inappropriate. And I feel like people know if it's inappropriate. If you're getting too friendly, if it starts to be on the borderline flirtatious, that for me is inappropriate.
I know the boundaries.
Fair enough. That's the thing.
I know.
Because some people are naturally nice, and this is the thing. Some men are actually nice, so it's very easy for girls to fall for them.
Yes,
it's actually you might just be being you.
Yes,
you're just a genuinely nice guy. Yep. But then a girl, again, someone who's, you know, on their own, or maybe even if they're in another relationship and their husband or wife or their girlfriend boyfriend isn't showing them those five love languages, and then here comes you buying them sweets, you know,
donuts,
buying donuts, you know what I mean? And then he's like, oh my gosh, yeah, Theo thought of me today.
Yeah,
that's so,
yeah, I've been
so
there, it's just man. I've been there.
Listen,
been
I'm
there.
Glad you can. So yeah. what was the situation on your end?
I've been there many times.
Wow.
Because I'm just that guy. So people phone me for help, advice and stuff.
And you,
even now,
you want
I was like,
answer.
Why are they always calling you? Because I'm here, I'm available. It's not a problem, but I don't hide it.
Yeah,
I don't hide it. So she asks who that is, I'll explain who that is.
Okay,
and
that's
what's
good.
Going on. I don't hide that. Oh,
that's
whatever.
Good.
And
see,
if I'm having a conversation, I'm having a conversation. I'm not going to go off unless there's noise. I'm not going to go off. Sometimes I'll sit there and have the conversation while she's there. It's not a problem.
Good. See, that's good. That's transparent. Do you know what I mean?
Because before I didn't, and it would be like, oh, it's me, but nothing really. But now it's like, you learn.
Yes.
You learn.
Yes.
So it's like, you know what? This is going to upset her or this is going to cause a problem.
Mm.
So let's try and be open and transparent.
I love
that. Way.
I love that.
I might run to joke, but it's a joke. It's a flirty joke or whatever. That's just me. That's just my nature.
And I think that's the key. The fact that it's not hidden. The minute it tries to be hidden, even if there was no malice on your or no bad intent on your part, the minute it is hidden or the minute I'm having to find out from someone else.
Yeah. Then
for
problem.
Me, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Because then I'm like, hold on, why is it being hidden? Why did I not know about this? And I think that's what hurts me most when I find out stuff from other sources, not you, yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it can be.
So,
can be
anonymous writer, I feel your pain.
But there's got to be some element of trust as well. You got to trust your partner in that situation. If they're saying certain things until you actually know differently, then you got to kind of trust that what they're saying to you is what's happening.
Yeah, we can trust it. But my thing is that, again, I'm in, for me anyway, I'm in this for a long haul. I'm in this. And I don't want to give any space for there to be any ambiguity, any opportunity for things to grow.
You really into quality time. And give me off, it's mine.
No, I don't, God, you know, who knows? I don't suffocate my husband. I hope you don't think that, baby. I don't suffocate you. But even for me, myself, I know the boundaries I put in place.
I know when
perhaps, you know, one guy is, you know, messaging me a bit too late, like after 9 o'clock or after 10.
And I just
say, you know what, I'm not going to respond to him at this time. I'll respond to him during the day. Do you know what I mean? I know the steps I take. So I just hope my husband would do the same. Like, I'm ferociously precious about our marriage. Like, no, I will protect our marriage.
What I will say to men, just keep mentioning your wife. Keep mentioning your wife in a discussion. Bring her up. I do that all the time.
Nice.
My wife, I just bring it up.
Nice.
Even though the person already knows you're married.
Yeah.
Let me just keep bringing my wife.
Okay.
My wife,
oof, that
my
sounds
wife.
So good.
Because what it does, it puts them off.
Okay. Good. I like that. That's
I've
a very
told
tip.
It, I
That's
said
a
it,
very
I've been
good
told
tip.
It's off-putting. Nice. Like, it's supposed to be off-putting.
Yeah. See, why wouldn't you want to hear? If you're cool with the fact he's married, why wouldn't you want to hear about his wife?
Young men and men, just keep saying your wife.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's why the ring, you know, or play with the ring, so it keeps reminding you. Like, you married? You married? No, you just keep rolling in. You married? Don't get caught up now. Don't get caught up now.
Oh, as a reminder for yourself. As a reminder for yourself. Nice.
Because men can just switch off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember, it's a physical thing. It's not an emotional.
True.
It's just physical. So we like the physical woman standing in front of us.
True.
So we can get distracted with the physical, you know, oh, she's got the right this, right that, whatever you like. And it's like standing there going, hello. And you're like, okay, the ring.
Just remind myself. Ring. Nice one.
So hopefully that helped you.
And don't forget that we can help you with your dilemma too. So just email us at studio2@premier.org.uk. That is studio2@premier.org.uk.
That's right. And no matter what we talk about, it's always good to wrap it up with a prayer. So we'll always say a short prayer at the end of each pod. Do you want to say a prayer or shall I say it? I say it.
Mm-hmm.
Dear merciful God, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you thanks for love.
Yes.
We give you thanks for the gift of love, Lord. Mm. Lord, may we be able to continue to spread this love, right, Lord. We give you thanks for the love languages, Lord, that's out there. That, Lord, that we can all tap into the love language, Lord, to make our relationship grow, no matter even if it's just a spousal relationship or work relationship, family relationship, wherever it goes, my Lord, may we be able to spread love, and most importantly your love, Lord.
Amen.
May your love continue to rain down and shower down upon us, Lord. Bless each and every listener that's listening to this podcast.
Amen.
Lord, may love rain down in themselves and
Amen.
In their households, Lord.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we go forward in your precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That was lovely.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Theo.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, and thank you to you who are listening. Thank you for tuning in to the Naked Love podcast. And do not forget to follow Premier Gospel across all socials to hear more about the podcast. If you want to chat to us about the podcast, you know the email. And also, if you want to use the hashtag Naked Love podcast,
That's right.
We'll be checking it out. We'll be seeing what you guys are saying. So we are definitely listening. Plus, if you love gospel music, you can hear the podcast mixed with great music every Sunday night on Premier Gospel from 9 p.m. Catch you guys next week, and thank you for listening.
Have a fantastic week. Ciao.
Ciao. We're out.
God
Bye.
Bless you guys. Bye bye.
God bless you guys. The Naked Love Podcast with Theo Manderson
and Kaffi, aka A Cup of Kaffi.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.